Hello, this is the listening exam 2013. I'm going to give you the instructions for the test. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You can answer the questions while you are listening, but you will also have some time after each recording. There'll be a pause before each piece so that you can look at the questions and other pauses to let you think about your answers. Please read the instructions and the exercise for task one. You've got 15 seconds. Now listen to text one.
Everyday Heroes.
One.
10 years ago, Viola Vaughan moved from Michigan to Senegal in Africa to raise her 5 grandchildren. When they had problems with their school subjects, Viola started homeschooling them. Soon, other girls from a poor background came and wanted to join them. Viola showed these girls how to help each other, and it worked. Soon, the program expanded to over 100 Senegalese girls.
Two.
In one of Chicago's most dangerous neighborhoods, Diane Ladeker has invited gang members to her home. Her program, Kids Off the Block, gives young offenders an alternative to gang violence. Diane's house is open 24 hours, 7 days a week, and they can come to have lunch together, to study, or just to talk about their hopes and dreams.
Three. 20 years ago, the beaches in our community were a graveyard, said Susan Lacken-Baptiste from Trinidad. There were dead sea turtles everywhere. For centuries, they had been hunted for their meat and eggs. You could smell the stench for miles. That's why Susan launched a campaign to end the killing of the gentle creatures. Four.
At around 9:30 each night, unemployed men gather in Queens, New York. Many of them are homeless. Most of them haven't had a decent meal for days. Relief comes in the form of Pedro Munoz's white pickup truck, filled with hot meals, coffee and hot chocolate. The men eagerly accept containers of chicken and rice from Munoz, sponsored by local grocery stores and companies.
Five.
On the third Sunday every month, Surgery on Sunday provides free treatment for Kentucky's uninsured patients. Since Andy Moore started the program in 2005, more than 3,100 people without insurance have been treated for free. It's our duty to support people that fall between the cracks in the health system, Moore says. This is why I love my job.
Now listen again. One.
10 years ago, Viola Vaughan moved from Michigan to Senegal in Africa to raise her 5 grandchildren. When they had problems with their school subjects, Viola started homeschooling them. Soon, other girls from a poor background came and wanted to join them. Viola showed these girls how to help each other, and it worked. Soon, the program expanded to over 100 Senegalese girls.
Two.
In one of Chicago's most dangerous neighborhoods, Diane Ladeker has invited gang members to her home. Her program, Kids Off the Block, gives young offenders an alternative to gang violence. Diane's house is open 24 hours, 7 days a week, and they can come to have lunch together, to study, or just to talk about their hopes and dreams.
Three. 20 years ago, the beaches in our community were a graveyard, said Susan Lacken-Baptiste from Trinidad. There were dead sea turtles everywhere. For centuries, they had been hunted for their meat and eggs. You could smell the stench for miles. That's why Susan launched a campaign to end the killing of the gentle creatures. Four.
At around 9:30 each night, unemployed men gather in Queens, New York. Many of them are homeless. Most of them haven't had a decent meal for days. Relief comes in the form of Pedro Munoz's white pickup truck, filled with hot meals, coffee and hot chocolate. The men eagerly accept containers of chicken and rice from Munoz, sponsored by local grocery stores and companies.
5.
On the third Sunday every month, Surgery on Sunday provides free treatment for Kentucky's uninsured patients. Since Andy Moore started the program in 2005, more than 3,100 people without insurance have been treated for free. It's our duty to support people that fall between the cracks in the health system, Moore says. This is why I love my job.